Revere's Two Great Daniels, A Little Voyage Amid the Symbols, grouped by the artist in Daniel and Daniel's Answer to the King with Sequel, by David N. Baxter, entered according to Act of Congress in the year 1915. Introductory. One could easily imagine that to the great artist who grouped so wonderfully and painted so beautifully the symbols in the two famous paintings, Daniel in the Lion's Den and Daniel's Answer to the King, it might appear unseemly that a pen so short and obscure should presume to touch things so big, so unique, and evidently intended for the refined. But we are convinced the artist is not only a great artist, but that he is a great man also, even great enough to be pleased with an introduction to some of the little ones who are finding the light so signally and impressively symbolized in the results of his master strokes on canvas. The little ones will be delighted to know him, and in this happy thought he will, we are confident, forgive the obscure pen if it shall prove to be not profane. In looking through an article in the Art Journal for 1891 on the artist's work, we found only Daniel as a name or title for the painting popularly known as Daniel in the Lion's Den, and this name may possibly be a misnomer. We did not verify this in our thought. However, the group was painted in 1872, and its companion Daniel's Answer to the King in 1890, both by Britton Revere, an English artist born in London, August 14, 1840. From the History of Modern Painting by Richard Muther, we quote, Britton Revere is descended from a French family, which found its way into England after the revocation of the Edict of Nantes, and he is one of those painters so frequent in English art whose nature developed early. When he was 14, he left school, exhibited in the Academy when he was 18, painted as a Pre-Raphaelite between the ages of 18 and 22, and graduated at Oxford at 27. Thus he became a painter of animals, having also an enthusiasm for Greek poets, and he has stood for a generation as an uncontested lord and master of his own particular ground. It would be gratifying to know more definitely the artist's thought regarding his Daniels, how much of the lesson we are now drawing from them was intended by him, and if he were fully aware and expected the world generally would be so greatly enriched by his work. However this may be, it seems there must have been a conscious or unconscious divine touch in the grouping of these great symbols, which will no doubt continue to unfold to us just as the scriptures unfold to the receptive thought, leading into the brighter light of spiritual attainments, which is the great universal need. With this expectant thought, let us look not merely upon, but into the artist's work, honestly desiring to understand the lesson it contains for all who hope to see the reality back of the symbols greeting us on every side. Note, since writing the foregoing, we have received from the great artist the following kindly and interesting letter with his permission to give it to the little ones who love his Daniel's picture. Flaxley, 82 Finchley Road, London, Northwest, July 28, 1919. Dear Sir, accept my best thanks for your original and eloquent little book, and also for your kind appreciation of my two Daniels. Let me say, to set you right on the question of the name of the first picture, I have always believed that a true picture should be clear to the observer at the first glance, and no subject could answer this demand more readily than this picture. A mere child seeing Daniel back of a mass of lions would mentally grasp the story, and my honor to Daniel would not be distributed among the lions nor wasted on the den. So kindly accept Daniel as the picture's name to which I painted it 47 years ago. Of course, the second picture needs a few words of explanation, which I found in Daniel's Fine Answer to the King. It is always a great pleasure to find that one's work has in any way excited the thought and imagination of a beholder. But when I read your interesting and ingenious remarks, I was reminded of a saying of the great artist Joss M. W. Turner. Ruskin has written a great deal about my art, and has revealed many beauties in my pictures, but I must confess that they were quite unknown to me, and that when I painted the pictures I had no idea whatever of expressing the thought Mr. Ruskin has discovered in my paintings. I find myself, therefore, quite incapable of giving you any information on the side of the original idea which you have worked out regarding the symbols of my work. I found the materialistic part of my man and the lions were so difficult that I did not venture beyond them. Again, thanking you sincerely for the kindness you have shown, I am very truly yours, Britton Revere.